Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacy Toth of PaleoParents.com and author of two paleo cookbooks. The first, Eat Like Dinosaur, kid-friendly gluten-free recipe and guidebook, and Beyond Bacon, recipes that respect the whole hog.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne, also known as the Paleo Mom. I have a background in medical research, and I love to write approachable explanations of the whys behind the paleo diet. I'm also the author of two upcoming books, The Paleo Approach, which is a complete guide to managing autoimmune disease using diet and lifestyle, and the companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook.
News and Views, where Sarah and I catch up, and you get to listen to our gossip. Welcome to the Paleo View, everybody. This week's a totally spectacular, unusual fest.
an unusual fest?
I'm losing it. I'm a little bit thrown off because it's like crazy weather again, snowpocalypse number 814 out there in the Northern Virginia area tonight. So I had to fight the masses to get basics from the Trader Joe's about an hour ago. So
I will not tell you what temperature my thermometer said today then.
I saw that you were planting and I was like, oh, look, all that would be dead this evening.
I worked outside like all day in a tank top and flip-flops and it was 78.
Well, I will tell you, it actually was pretty nice here today. It's been nice here all week and it's the cold front's coming in this evening. It's turning the rain into ice and snow for us. So.
That's not cool.
Anyway, so this week is special in a unique fest or whatever random thing I called it.
I think it was an unusual fest.
Unusual fest. because we thought a long time ago, we booked some special guests on the show before we had back-to-back-to-back special guests. So we apologize that we haven't had a QA show in a while. But
we did one last week with Stephanie.
I think that's the... But that was a special guest show. You can't count that.
That's true. Yeah. No, that's true. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, we thought that it would be fun for you guys to meet what I lovingly call our sister wives in the family. I know it's our joke, but we have a team of people here at Paleo Parents, and I know that Sarah does as well at the Paleo Mom, and we've invited each of our assistants, not that they're the only ones, but for me, Katie is our lead assistant and actually exited the restaurant world as a graduated culinary student and chef to join the Paleo Parents team as a blogger herself. I met Katie a couple of times. She lives only a couple of hours from me, and she's witty and she's sarcastic and we just got along really well. And I knew from following her in social media and her blog and stuff that she would be a great fit in terms of personality to
witty and sarcastic would be
exactly
to, fit.
Exactly to represent the Paleo Parents brand. So even though Katie doesn't have children and often answers things that are seemingly weird for someone without kids to answer, she does a really good job because she knows us and our brand and represents Team Paleo Parents. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to introduce Katie to everyone, but also for Katie to kind of oust us for whatever it is that she wants to rat us out for later in the show and have some questions answered by either things that got submitted or things that we see come through the box regularly about things that might interest you about Sarah and I's true self, because Katie does work with Sarah a lot as well, because as I joked earlier, we are of one brain. So how about your team, Sarah? Who's on? Who you got?
Well, I have Tamar, who is one of my two assistants. I have Tamar and Christina. And Tamar and Christina, I can't call one like a lead assistant or the other. Tamar has been working for me for longer than Christina, but they actually have sort of very different roles within the Paleo Mom. Tamar is my, like, she's local. Our kids play together. And Tamar is my, my my rock. Can I say that? Tamar is, and she's so organized, and she's like really the person who basically keeps me on task now. I get so many emails from Tamar that are like reminders, did you do this yet? And I don't know how I would get anything done without Tamar basically like shepherding me along and making sure that I like stay on task. So I'm like really excited just to have, you know, introduce everyone to Tamar, because Tamar is such a huge part of how, you know, the paleomom.com is sort of continuing to be, you know, in existence, because it's outgrown by many, many, many miles my ability to keep up with it. So if it wasn't for Tamar and Christina, you know, basically making sure that the wheels were on the cart all the time, they would not be on the cart. So I'm really excited that everyone gets to meet Tamar tonight.
Awesome. So welcome, Katie and Tamar.
Hi there.
Hi.
Do you guys maybe want to give a little bit of your story? I mean, Sarah and I just basically said what we think of you and how we believe that we found you, but you guys probably have your own version of that story, as well as kind of what brought you to where you are today, kind of your quick bio. Katie, you want to start?
Sure. Well, I always joke with people that I got my current job by through Instagram. And they always think that's really funny, because a lot of my friends that I know outside of paleo know me as the person that takes a picture of all of her food. And so the fact that, you know, I finally got a job through that, it's really cool how you can find new types of jobs that way through social media. And I really just met you over the internet and kind of bonded with our love of pork. Because I'm pretty obsessed with pork. And so when you came out with your new book, you had sent me a copy to review. And then I finally got to meet you in Virginia Beach when you came to do a book signing. And it kind of just grew from there. And, you know, we met up at the baking cook-off that I participated in a little bit later, which was a lot of fun. And I got to meet other paleo bloggers. And that was kind of me and my husband's first chance to meet other people who were paleo outside of us. And, so after that, we just, you know, I was still working in a restaurant, and I hadn't been happy working in restaurants for a little while, just because there's just a lot of food that I can't eat in restaurants most of the time now. And so, it had just become something that was more of a chore and less of a joy. And, when I was in high school, I was either going to, be an English major, or I was going to go to cooking school. And so, this job kind of helps me combine those two loves of cooking and food, and then also writing, because that's a huge part of what I do for you. And so that's just kind of where I am now. So I still get to use my culinary degree, and then I still get to use, all of my talents with writing. And then I get to learn a lot of new things that I never would have learned before, learning how to blog.
It's totally true that you got this job through Instagram, by the way.
That's awesome.
You know, my family makes fun of me, like, okay, we can't eat until Katie takes a picture of it. But, you know, they didn't get a job through Instagram.
You know what? In this house, three little boys can't eat until mommy takes the picture of it. So if the little boys can have patience, your family can hold tight, I'm sure.
That's true.
So how about you, Tamar? What's your side of Sarah's story?
It has nothing to do with social media. I will say that. It actually goes back to the gym. We actually go to the same gym. But at the time, I was really into like Jillian Michaels style HIIT training. And Sarah, you know, she's the yoga girl. And I never got into yoga, and she was never out there doing weight. So our paths were never to cross, except for our mutual friend, Paula, who I know from synagogue. And she's like, do you know Sarah from the gym? I said, no, you guys should meet. You guys totally have so much in common. She started a blog and you would just love her. And we actually still didn't meet. I think we maybe Facebook messaged a couple times about getting our kids together, but we couldn't get our act together for whatever reason. And then I think the first time we communicated more at length was in May of 2012. I was actually in the hospital with the Crohn's flare, and I was so bored, you know, just hyped up on prednisone, nothing to do. And got on my computer and was like, oh yeah, here's that paleo mom girl. And sent you a message, Sarah. And I was like, they're feeding me crap at the hospital. What should I do? Because they were giving me like Diet Coke.
There was literally, I think, a message from you that was like, they just gave me Jell-O. Should I eat it? And I think I gave you this like really like scientific, well, it has gelatin, but it has food dyes and sugar. It's probably not the worst thing you're going to get there. Yeah.
I mean, this is back in the day when Sarah, you know, the paleo mom had messaging turned on. So you could actually send her a message, lucky for me. And that was probably the first time we corresponded. And then, you know, I got out of the hospital and I think we saw each other at the gym and finally actually spoke. And like I write about on my little page on the website, I was totally hopped up on prednisone. I was like, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. Talking super fast. And she's looking at me like, wow, what's wrong with her? but that's kind of how we got to be friends. And we got the kids together and we like had a babysitting co-op last year. And then last year you approached me about helping with the nutrition tables for the paleo approach. And I remember doing that. And then, you know, we were in touch in a friendly way, not really a professional way, but over the summer, I had a summer job at a camp, and right when it ended, Sarah was like, can we talk? It's very serious. So, about me coming to work for her part time. And that was in August. And, I think we talked for like an hour, and it was when she was in Canada, and it cost me a lot of money on my Verizon bill. I remember that. But I said yes. And that's how we started a professional relationship in addition to our friendship.
I think by the time we met, we'd actually realized that our kids already knew each other from the daycare at the YMCA and had already been playing together for months.
Right. I mean, our girls are like 2 months apart, I think. Yeah. So, I mean, I have a 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 4-year-old. So, but yeah, that's kind of how it came to be. And we like to joke that Sarah tries to find people with autoimmune diseases to work for her. That's her niche. Employee.
So far, 100%.
She's 2 for 2.
Yeah. We got our own little autoimmune team paleo mom thing happening. So,
okay. If you're healthy, do not apply.
Oh my gosh. That is totally not true.
Only if you're healthy because of the paleo approach, then you can apply as well.
That's right.
Okay. So ladies, this is the part of the show where Sarah and I chit chat, and I have something I want to chit chat about. This week was the Arnold, which is like a fitness event thing that I didn't know about. Sarah, it's basically like Paleo FX on steroids, literal and figurative. Ha ha ha. There's like 18,000.
Hence the name, the Arnold.
Yes, and it's like started by Arnold Schwarzenegger and I think Sylvester Stallone years ago when they were like in their heyday or whatever. And it's just become this like huge event that happens every year. And there was a strong woman thing that happened. Now, among many things that I can't do, like the woman who took first did my farmer's carry. Like, I'm sure she can do more. But, like, the event was 200 per hand, and I watched her do it, and she, like, only moved slightly faster than I move while I'm doing it. So how awesome is that? I am not very often super stoked about, you know, my own. You know, I don't take compliments very well. I don't like to brag either. But I just watched the video of her doing the 200 per hand farmer's carry before we started this podcast, and I was like, oh my gosh, I could totally do that. Which is exciting.
That's, you know, awesome. When is your strongman competition? I think I've asked you this like 6 times already.
It's in 3 weeks, March 22nd.
You know, it's so exciting.
You know,
can I tell you something that I did yesterday?
I saw what you did. And part of me,
Like, I literally, if we were on video, you would see I'm making a heart shape with my hands. Like, part of me was like, oh, that's, I'm really happy for you, Sarah. And the other part of me was like, 10 pounds, 10 pounds, come on.
Well, so part of it is the classes that I go to are designed to be high rep, low weight. They're not designed to be high weight. So, so I got there and it was an instructor who I've been going to one of her other classes for a while, and I found out she was the kettlebell instructor. And I said, okay, so Darcy, what weight should I go? What weight should I do? She goes, oh, go for eights. So I went to the closet and all the eights were gone. So I was like, okay, I'll grab a 10. And they have 10s and 12s and that's it. There aren't anything heavier. And so I grabbed a 10, and throughout the whole class, I was like, I'm rocking this. This is, I could totally have done a 12. This is great. And I woke up this morning. I was like, oh, okay, I'm really glad I didn't do a 12.
I'm like, well, it's just probably working an entirely new set of muscle groups is all.
Places I didn't realize there were muscles, quite frankly. So, and I guess there weren't, which is part of the problem. But yeah, I know. I thought it was really fun. I'm bruised from the snatches and bruised, funnily enough, under my burn. So I guess I was doing the snatches and whipping the kettlebell into my burn. Oh my and gosh. I know. Well, and, I mean, it's my burn is it's skin. It's just like scarry pink, ugly skin. But now it's like scarry pink, ugly pink and purple and slightly green skin from the bruising. But it was fun. I was really proud of myself for doing that. Okay, so when you do kettlebells, how heavy of kettlebells are you using?
A lot heavier than that. You should just be really proud of what you did. And I'm not doing, I'm not doing a whole like hour long class.
Yeah, so it was intended to be Metcon. Yeah. So it was intended to be like really cardio intense, you know, high rep, low weight. And that's the way that class was designed. And I was really proud of myself for getting through that class and it was the first time I've ever touched a kettlebell. I knew what they were, but I'd never actually played with one before. And I was rocking it, and there were people around me who were dropping like flies, and I felt so fit. And it's been a while since I've been in a class where I felt like, I'm not trying to survive it. I felt like I was really, I don't know. I just felt strong and fit, and I enjoyed that.
Awesome. That's how I feel when I work out. Anything else we need to talk about before we gossip with the ladies about non-topical stuff?
How about, I think we should mention something. I think we should mention that when this show airs, it will be, I guess, Thursday evening for subscribers and Friday for everyone else. And Friday night, I'm flying to your house.
Woo-woo. And then I'm going to take you to Strongman on Saturday.
And there will be Instagram funniness for the entire day.
I think it's so cute that you asked to go with me.
I believe I said I wanted to play with your toys.
Yes. I believe that is actually what you said.
I want to try it out. I anticipate doing like a quarter the amount of weight that you can do for various things. And I'm going to be really proud of that. And I'm going to do happy dances and, then probably not be able to move on Sunday for our drive to Philadelphia. This is my anticipation.
So feel free to come work out with us Saturday at Nova Strength and Conditioning, but more appropriate, probably best to come to the book signings. Books a Million in Old Town Alexandria, 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 8th, and then Philadelphia, someplace I can't remember. You'll have to
It's a Barnes & Noble.
Okay. And that's 1 p.m. on March 9th. So we have quite a few people signed up so far, so I'm looking forward to meeting people. I've never done an event in Philly, but I really love that city. So did you see the message from the person who told us that they have a paleo restaurant a block away from where we're doing the event?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. She was like telling me all about her almond milk lattes and her grain-free treats.
So we know where we're eating supper that night.
Exactly. Well, you have to get on a plane right away, but we will definitely get food there sometime.
Late, early supper, late lunch, something.
I'll probably get a coffee before, if I'm being honest. I'll probably hold out for my coffees so that I can get it there before the event. Because I don't drink caffeine anyway, so I just get decaf. Anyway, okay. Well, these ladies have come on the show to talk about us.
should we let them talk about us, like, behind our backs so that they can feel free to be a little bit more candid? You want to take the night off, Stacey?
I would love to give these ladies an opportunity to talk about us behind our back. But is there anything you guys want to talk about with us, like things that either you get asked regularly or things that surprised you when you first started working with us? What, you know, in general, that would be better to talk about with us rather than without us?
Well, I think that the thing that shocked me the most was the size of your Gmail inbox. I knew that I was going to be answering a lot of emails, but I just don't think that I realized how big it was. And I usually, you know, I've come from just managing my own personal email with, you know, maybe a couple of folders, and I got there and there were tons of folders. And so that was a little bit overwhelming, but, you know, I realized that the only thing I can do is I can answer one email at a time and I can deal with one thing at a time. And then I just plug through the list. And I think that when you take a job that is completely different from anything that you're used to, you realize how much you're capable of versus taking a job that you know you're completely qualified for. You know, you know what you can handle with. I knew what I could handle in a restaurant, but I had no idea what I was going to be asked to do. And I think that the best thing is that, Stacey, you ask me to do things and I just respond yes. And I figure that if I can't figure out how to do it later, then I'll tell you that I can't do it later. But if I just respond yes, then I can try to figure it out on my own. And I surprise myself with what I'm able to accomplish, especially within the computer world. And that's been really great. I think it's really a lot of personal growth and pushes you to do things that you wouldn't normally do if you weren't asked. So
I love that you feel like you've had personal growth from a fulfilling opportunity. Like, I'm so grateful that the site provides inspiration and help for other people, but it's also really rewarding for Matt and I to see that we're, you know, we have a team of people. We have several people that are on our team. One of which is my good friend, Amy, obviously, who's our photographer. And my good friend, Courtney, who basically does everything for our ebook, Three Phase Paleo. And the fact that I'm able to kind of incorporate that positiveness into other people's lives is really fantastic. And the fact that you're getting something out of it is also really powerful. I remember when we were in the car together and I asked you to Instagram something for me, being that you Instagram for me sometimes anyway. And I was like, don't make it a square picture. Use Square Ready and do it this way and use this filter. And you looked at me and you were like, what? It was like, little moments like that where you're totally having a learning moment. Like, you didn't know that Square Ready existed. And, like, little things like that, I think, are interesting for sure. How about you, yeah. Tamar? What was new or surprising to you, kind of, when you started working with Sarah?
Well, I think, you know, I've really seen the Paleo Mom grow quite a bit. I think I recall a Saturday in September, maybe, when we texted and we were like, 35,000! We just reached 35,000 on Facebook! We were so excited! And of course, now it's over 200,000. And so I've really seen it grow. So that's been really exciting to kind of watch Sarah as, you know, watch, is the book going to come out? When's the book coming out? Here it's coming out. Now it's out. Just really kind of just watching it all happen in real time has been really, really rewarding, you know, for me, not only obviously in a professional way, because I'm happy for her, she's my boss, but she's also my friend. And so just to see my friend kind of have all this success has been really wonderful. But another thing I was going to say, and kind of touching on what Katie said about the email inbox, is that I don't think people realize that blogging is not just like this thing you do 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there. I mean, when you have a blog like Paleo Parents or the Paleo Mom, literally a full-time job, maybe, you know, more than a full-time job, considering how many different people work on different parts. And I don't think people realize how hard you guys work on all this stuff, even if you have help from various people. I mean, it's still, you know, you and Matt, Stacy, and then Sarah at the core. You know, this is your words, your vision, your message. And I don't think people realize how much of your heart and soul goes into that and how much time it takes. And yes, it's rewarding, but I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is it's a big deal. Let's leave it at that. And I don't know if people realize it's not just some sort of part-time thing you do on the side, that it becomes, you know, a huge part of your life.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think that's something, like you said, Sarah and I grew into, right? Because at some point it was just a personal blog. At some point it was really exciting when we got an email from someone and they had a question for us, or we got one comment on the blog. Like, everybody has that growth, you know, where you see yourself grow. And
I vividly remember really early on in my blog being mentioned by Jimmy Moore from Live and La Vida Low Carb and having 300 hits that day. Like 300 page views that day on my blog. And it was the most exciting thing ever. I, you know, 300 people went and saw my blog. And now there's 300 people on my blog at any given moment. You know, it's like each second there's 300 people. And it's like, to me, it's been that, there's still that excitement. Like there's still that, and there's still that appreciation for me of just how far it's come and how organically my blog has grown. It must be the same for you. Like, it's just, there was a time where it was all us, and then there weren't enough hours in the day all of a sudden.
Yeah, and then you realize that you can't help everybody and you have to help yourself first by hiring really awesome people to come help you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
You guys want to kick us off, or you have things you want to talk to us about?
Yeah. Why don't you, Sarah, and you, Stacy, rest for a few minutes, relax, retreat, and Katie and I will handle it from here.
Woohoo!
Sounds good. All right.
I'm looking forward to this one later.
Yeah, it'll be fun. all right, be good.
We won't.
And since we won't be on to close out the show, thanks everyone. We will be back next week, and Tamar and Katie are gonna take it from here, and I'm sure there's gonna be some really awesome bloopers at the end of the show, because we've worked through the kinks on this one, so make sure to listen all the way through.
Bye.
All right. Have fun.
We will.
Tomorrow, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, I want to say that, well, you know, you said you had some funny stories of stuff that, you know, you and Stacy had done together. And I want to say, you know, I think people, that Sarah does kind of have this serious persona. And I don't know if anyone saw the video her and I did over the weekend, which was hilarious to me, at least. I think we're pretty funny. I thought it was a good way to show people that, you know, Sarah does have an excellent sense of humor, and I'm kind of a very sarcastic, jokey person. So I don't know if that's good or bad compared to her non-jokey self. But, what I was going to say is some of the questions I got were very interesting. Here's the first one. So Casey Anderson said, how does Tamar's breakfast compare to Sarah's? Which I thought was a good question. And I'm not, you know, with Sarah when she eats breakfast, but I can assume it's something like sauerkraut, like half a grapefruit, and like beef heart and liver sausage or something like that. And I'm the first to say that, you know, I do consider myself paleo, but I do not eat organ meat. I have not gotten into that yet. So my breakfast is very tame compared to Sarah's. It's usually like a green smoothie that I make with spinach and kale and banana and mango and some sort of protein like some grass-fed hamburger or some Applegate Farm sausage and then like some grapes. So it's pretty boring and it's not as exotic as Sarah's paleo breakfast. But that was a question from Casey Anderson. I thought that was a good one. Do you want to do one?
Sure. You guys? I had a question that was from somebody on Instagram, and I actually live really close to her. Her Instagram name is Paleo in the Middle, and she asked me, where did you attend cooking school, and do you think that experience made a difference in your success in becoming paleo? And I went to cooking school in Atlanta. I grew up in Atlanta, really close to where Sarah lives now, actually. I grew up in Norcross in Atlanta, and then I went to culinary school at Le Cordon Bleu, which is in Tucker, Georgia. And I did the short program there where you can earn your degree in a shorter amount of time if you go absolutely every day and you go for like 7 hours a day and you kind of cram everything all in at once. And I do think it made a difference in how I eat paleo now, because one of the things you learn in culinary school is you learn how to make bone broth and you learn how to make stock immediately. That's like the first thing you learn how to do. And then you also learn how to use your knives really well, and you learn how to develop really good knife skills for chopping veggies. And so I think that that really has helped me to be able to cook paleo, because I wasn't paleo when I first went to culinary school. In fact, I thought I wanted to be a pastry chef. But later down the way, I found out that I was gluten intolerant. And so after that, when I started cooking paleo, I just kind of started cooking vegetables and making bone broth the way I knew how to. And it was really easy for me, because people in culinary school learn how to cook real food. They also learn how to bake and do things like that. But they first and foremost learn how to cook real food. And so once you just take a few things out, it really just makes sense to most chefs how to cook paleo, because they're all about using the best ingredients possible anyway. So so that's the answer to that question.
I think that's so cool that you were learning about bone broth before you even knew what paleo was. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
And now it's like, it's the thing, right? It's definitely on trend in the paleo world, the bone broth, which for the record, see, Katie and I are a little different. I don't really cook like that. I've never made bone broth. Christina, Sarah's other assistant, is the chef, the kind of like you, super good cook. She answers all those kind of questions, but it's just funny that years before you were ever in this world, you were still learning things, like you said, that you incorporate into your job now. So I think that's neat. Plus, I spent a few years in Chamblee. I didn't know about your Atlanta connection, so I am familiar. I got married in Norcross, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so, you know, I've lived here my whole life. I mean, most people are like Sarah and they're transplants, but
that's really true.
My husband and I are both born here, so Georgia peach. All right, I'll go to my next question. Lindsay Fleece Henderson asked, do you get to sample all the stuff Sarah experiments in her kitchen? And the answer is no, not really. I mean, if I happen to be there when she has made something, I think I'm going to say it wrong. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Clafoutis. Katie, don't. What is it?
Clafouti?
Yeah. The French one?
Yes.
Yeah, that one. That cherry thing. I told you I don't cook. Like I happened to be there when she'd had that, and you know, I had some, and so it just it's not like I go to her house every day and we work together for 8 hours. It's not like I see her on a regular basis, so I don't get to always taste stuff. But you know, I've gotten lucky a couple of times, but I don't think some people probably think that I'm just like right there next to her every time she's cooking, and it's not true at all, unfortunately. But I will say that my kids are always like, can we go to Sarah's house? Because they know. They know they're going to get something good there. And even though it's not going to be some sort of traditional cookie like they'd get at the grocery store, they still know they know it's different, but they still know it's good, if that makes any sense.
It does.
So, yeah. So that was my second question. Thank you, Lindsay Fleece Henderson, for that question.
The other question that I got was from somebody who I've kind of become friends with on Instagram and on the internet. Her name is Courtney, and she runs the blog Cooking Up Life. She lives in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa, and we kind of have a connection because I was born in Alabama before I had moved to Atlanta, and so we're both Alabama girls at heart. And she asked me, what are the three cooking tools that you couldn't live without? And I have to say that the three cooking tools I couldn't live without would be a cast iron pan, a really big cast iron pan, and a good set of tongs. I always have tongs when I'm cooking because just that's a chef's extended arm. And then the other thing that I couldn't live without are my knives. And I really like my knives. And, I learned how to use knives really well when I was in culinary school. And then, after I went to culinary school and kind of while I was in culinary school still, I worked at this store called the Cook's Warehouse in Atlanta. And, it's kind of like a Williams Sonoma or a cooking supply store. And, I got to teach knife skills classes at the Cook's Warehouse, and then I was also a sales associate where I learned all about the different cooking equipment, and I especially learned a lot about knives, and my favorite knives are Shun knives, and they're Japanese Asian-style knives, and they're just really high quality, and so I just don't think that I could do without my good sharp knives because I think that's just an essential part of being able to cook lots of vegetables is to be able to chop them up really fast. So those are the three things that I couldn't live without.
Oh, I have to comment that I love Cook's Warehouse. There's a Cook's Warehouse. Literally, it's the next door to our Whole Foods. So I go there a lot. And, you know, even though I don't cook, and I always say I don't cook, but something I use every day is from Cook's Warehouse. And I don't know, Katie, if you have one of these, is a bamboo veggie steamer. It's like
don't you kind of stack it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I use it every day because that's how I cook the vegetables. Like, I don't really chop. Gosh, I sound horrible, but no, I don't really chop vegetables. I buy like frozen bags of vegetable and I cook them in the steamer. And it's been great. It's been a great time saver. But I love Cook's Warehouse. They're all so nice over there. And so if people live next to one and you need help, like, they know their stuff over there.
They really do. I miss working there. It was one of the most fun jobs because I got to also assist for different cooking classes for chefs that would come through. And that's how I met the chef that I did my internship with because he came and did a class there. And so that was an awesome experience and I miss working there. And I also miss all the perks of working at a Cook's Warehouse because, we got to try lots of different, cooking supplies and got lots of little free things every once in a while. So that was fun.
I love job perks.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, you know, speaking of our unique jobs, I do have some unique job perks with Sarah that I appreciate. You know, she hooks me up with my digestive enzymes and stuff like that, you know. Ooh. So, you know, things like definitely you wouldn't find your typical 9-to-5 office job. So it's been interesting.
That's true. I got a job perk. I got a $100 gift card for Steve's Paleo Goods.
Oh, my God.
Thoroughly enjoyed. Me and my husband devoured what we bought. We bought the grass-fed sticks and mm-hmm. some of our favorites. And then we got the maple bacon crunch. And then we also got the chocolate espresso crunch. And I swear, we ate it out of the bag with a spoon. It was just...
Yeah, no, we got the like traditional Steve's Crunch cereal stuff. And my kids were so excited because, you know, we're basically grain. Well, we're gluten-free at home. The kids are. I'm grain-free. But... So I got some like coconut milk. I mean, I never buy this stuff, like coconut milk in the carton. And we had the Steve cereal and they were just like, oh, they were like so excited to have some sort of traditional breakfast. That stuff is good. If anybody hasn't tried Steve's Paleo Goods, I don't know what he's got some sort of magic touch because
it's really true. My mom's going to come visit me. She lives in South Carolina. She's going to come visit me for my birthday in April. And she has just decided that she's going to be gluten free. And so she just got done with her first 30 days of being gluten free. Go mom. Wow. And she's been, you know, kind of lamenting granola and things like that. So I keep telling her that she should order it, but I think she's a little unsure. And so mm-hmm. when she comes to visit me, I plan on just having our house stocked with all of these different goodies that she can try. And definitely going to have some Steve's Paleo for her when she gets here.
This has turned into a commercial for Steve's Paleo Goods. But,
I know.
You know, hey, they're just that good. Yeah. Is it my turn to do a question? I think so, right? Yeah. So Megan Reed asked me, what does your typical work day look like? Which I thought was a good question because it's not like not like Sarah has some sort of the paleo mom headquarters, although we've joked about it. You know, she works at home and I work wherever. I mean, my older two kids are in school. My youngest is in preschool. So it just depends on the day, but a lot of times I'll take my youngest to preschool. I will go to the gym. And then if I have like an hour left over before pickup, I will go to Whole Foods. Cause again, it's really close to our preschool and I will just work there. I kind of just squeeze it in when I can. And then by the time I get my youngest from preschool and then we go to the bus to get my older two, and then we have after school activities, a lot of the time I don't get back to work until, you know, between 9 and 10 at night. And I have to say, you know, Sarah and I joke, and we joked in that video that I'm emailing her at midnight, which obviously I know she's not awake. And if that's one thing I wish I could switch around about my workday, is that I wasn't working late at night. But just right now with my kids' ages and the way it works, I kind of feel like I don't have a choice. But because we all know how important sleep is, right, Katie?
I'm kind of a bit about that.
It's, you know, so, but that's what it looks like. I just squeeze it in when I can. A lot of times I work more on the weekends when my husband is around, to help with the kids. But you know, it's like any part-time job. You just kind of squeeze it in when you can. So thank you, Megan Reed, for that question.
I think I'll go ahead and answer that question too. About what I do during the day. Mine's kind of flip-flopped from yours. Stacy works a full-time job during the day, and so lots of times she will answer emails. She'll answer some emails on different breaks she has. When she goes to the bathroom, she answers emails for me and things like that. But then she answers most of her emails and gives me tasks to do in the evenings. And so she's usually the one that writes an email to me at midnight. And then I work during the day while my husband's at work. And so, you know, I'll get up with him and help him get out the door, and I'll cook him breakfast or iron his shirt or something like that. And then once he's out the door, my mind's on paleo parents, and I get as much done during the day as I can. And just do different assignments that she's given me. Like I did a gelatin roundup for her, on the paleo parents site, and, collected like 60 recipes for uses for gelatin. And, that was really fun, cause that was kind of like, it reminded me of like a high school research project, except it was in blog form. And, so that was a lot of fun to get to put together. And I do things like I help, with the Facebook page, and I help answer questions and write posts. And then, I'll also manage the inbox, the email inbox that we talked about earlier. That's huge. And it's surprising to me how many people, write questions about breastfeeding. And, even though I've never breastfed before, cause I don't have children yet, I'm extremely interested in the topic because I do want to be a mom that breastfeeds. And so I go through, all of the past things that Stacy has written, and I do lots of research on my own about it. And, so it's really fun to be able to answer questions like that and help people with something that I'm interested in, and, just troubleshooting some questions, like they ask about their diet and say that they have, you know, certain skin issues and what they should do to fix it. So it's really fun to be able to help people at a job. Whereas when I was working in a restaurant, I didn't really get to see customers that much enjoy, you know, the food. And so it was kind of a disconnect. So, every day I get to see people enjoy what we do on the website, and that's really rewarding to me. Conversely, when people are cyber bullies, it really gets me upset because I feel like it's my friend that they're bad mouthing. I mean, it is my friend. Stacy's my friend. And so if anybody says, you know, I can get 100 good comments and they all make us feel good and they reinforce what we're doing. But then when we get that one cyber bully that likes to say something negative, oh, that gets me all riled up. And I just want to come to my friend's aid and just say, you can't talk about my friend that way. But well, I think that's sort of putting yourself out there on the internet. So,
well, you know, I always say people are extremely brave when they're at home behind a keyboard. Like, you know, people will say anything because they're kind of behind this curtain, you know, and they get pretty brave that way. You know, I think people will say anything. And also, remember one time we had a negative comment or two or three from the same person on Sarah's page. And what did someone say? Oh, you've arrived. Now, you know, you've arrived when someone kind of comes out of the woodwork when it's 99% positive comments and then they feel like they have to kind of ruin it with some negative comments.
That's true.
So, but no, I know what you mean. And I, you know, can we talk about breastfeeding? This will probably be edited out, but I did a lot of breastfeeding and, I think it's great that you're answering those questions and you're kind of already thinking ahead, because that is nothing to do with paleo, but a very rewarding experience as a mother. So good for you. Sarah also, I mean, Sarah saw me breastfeed all the time because we met when my youngest was younger. So something I miss a little bit. That's, we should do like a paleo breastfeeding blog post.
Well, I think it's interesting because I learned things that I know that I'll use. Like, I was trying to help answer questions on the Facebook page about a comment or, you know, a post that we had posted about breastfeeding. And somebody was commenting that they were having trouble with low supply because they have PCOS, and I have PCOS. And so that kind of perked my ears up. And I was like, oh, well, I wonder if maybe I might have issues with that. And so another person commented that they knew of a Facebook page that had a listing by state of people that were on the website saying that they had donor milk available or people asking for it. And so it was just another connection that I made. And then I went on the Virginia page because I live in Virginia, and it was really cool to be able to see that there are donors that say, you know, I have this amount of breast milk to donate and I'm gluten-free and dairy-free. And so it just gave me a lot of hope for if I do face these problems, then there's somewhere for me to turn. And so it just made me really happy to see that. And it also made me really happy that I could comment back to that person and help her find donor breast milk for her baby because she didn't want to feed her baby formula. So
it's quite a connection.
Yeah. That's one of the really rewarding parts of working for paleo parents and Stacy.
Who knew? This is what you call a paleo breastfeeding tangent.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. And I know that if I ever have problems breastfeeding, I can just drive up to DC and be like, Stacy, show me what to do.
Sometimes it does. It's not as easy as it looks. Let me tell you. Sometimes getting point A into point B is difficult. So do you want to do one of your questions? Because I think you answered the workday one. But do you want me to go?
Question I had was also another cooking question. It was from Courtney, and she asked, what are some of your braising tips? And I braise. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see that the things that I cook most are roasted chicken wings, and then I braise things, and that's pretty much all I cook. And then I make hash all the time. But when I braise things, all I really do is I have a Le Creuset cast iron oven, enamel cast iron Dutch oven, and I get a really good sear on the big piece of meat. I dry it off completely with paper towels around the outside, and if you don't use paper towels because you're more eco-friendly than me, then you can use just kitchen towels and make sure that the meat is really dry on the outside before you season it, because if it's wet, then you can't get a good sear. And so then I just sear whatever big piece of meat it is in a little bit of fat, and I usually use lard or avocado oil or something like that, and then get a good sear on all the sides. And then I put in all my vegetables, carrots, onions, and celery usually. And I just let that cook in some of the leftover fat while the piece of braised or the piece of seared meat is on a plate off to the side. And then I add any kind of flavorings that I want to add. Like sometimes I'll add paprika, or sometimes I will add tomato paste, but I'm trying to get away from tomatoes as much because I've learned from Sarah and Stacy about kind of how tomatoes can work poorly against your body. So I'm trying to get away from tomatoes. And sometimes I'll add a splash of wine into the pot, and sometimes it's balsamic vinegar or something to help loosen up the bits on the bottom of the pan. And then I add in a bunch of homemade stock, and I let it go in the oven for anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. And I usually cook them on 275 because I like a real low temperature for braising. I don't like real high temperatures. So, and that's how I do it pretty much every time. And I always include a couple of bay leaves and some salt, and that's all she wrote. I do have a recipe on Paleo Parents for Mediterranean braised pot roast, and that's pretty much the same method I use almost every time with whatever cut of meat it is. So that's my method.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
Once you get the hang of it, it's like the easiest thing ever, because it's like 15 minutes worth of work, and then it just goes in the oven all day, and you don't have to worry about it. So that makes me happy.
Here's another one I was asked, but you could answer it too also. From Erin Journey, and Erin, who is also very active on our Paleo Approach community group on Facebook. Hi, Erin. She says, if you were invited to an autoimmune protocol potluck, what would you bring? And like I said, I don't cook, so I bring some cut fruit. But I bet Katie's going to have a better answer.
Mm-hmm. Well,
something without tomatoes.
Yeah, something without tomatoes. I might bring something that was braised.
Right, and there you go.
Roast or something. But I would, and I've often thought about this before, like, what on earth would I make if Stacy came to eat at my house? And my answer is probably that I would either go on to autoimmune paleo and or the paleo mom and find a recipe, or I would text Matt and ask him, can Stacy eat this?
Right. Go to the husband is what I say, right?
So, you know, that's probably what I would do.
I think braised meat, people like that. That's always a winner.
Spot roast.
Did you have another question from someone?
I think that's it. Let me recheck the Facebook page.
All right.
And see. Oh, someone asked, where are you and where are you from and what's your background? But I think I answered that. Right. That I was born in Alabama and I grew up in Georgia, and then I lived in South Carolina for a little while, and now I'm in Virginia Beach with my husband. So I'm mostly a Southern girl at heart.
You really don't have an accent, though, by the way. I think for two people that are from the South, I don't think we have.
You know, I think that's because when I moved to Atlanta from Birmingham, I did have a really thick accent. But a lot of people in Atlanta don't think that they're from the South.
Right.
And so they made fun of me, and I was in fourth grade, so I just lost it. And both of my parents don't really talk with a big Southern accent. So, I think that had a lot to do with it.
Well, speaking of Southern, my last question is from Sybil Blankenship, who asked, and I quote, are y'all related? Asking about Sarah and I. And, no, not related. Not at all. But, we do kind of look similar. In fact, when she was at my daughter's birthday party, I think a few people thought she was me. I mean, our hair is like similar length and we're like similar height. I guess we look like we're related. I don't know. So no, not related. She's like, what do the people say? She's like my sister from another mother or something like that. People say brother from another mother, but that's not really applicable here. I'm like her Jewish sister. She never knew she had. And the last thing I want to say is, thank people for their comments on the video. And a lot of people complimented Sarah on how beautiful she is. And she is a beautiful person inside and out. And I think she has commented about this in the past, as far as, you know, years ago when she was not healthy and not doing paleo and she gained weight and lost weight. And I'm sure her self-esteem was lower, that now for her, it's like, she's still getting used to people complimenting her. But I just wanted to say that I was happy people complimenting her because she is a wonderful person, gorgeous inside and out, and always has been. But I just wanted to thank people for being nice, I guess. No cyberbullying, so that was good.
Yeah, I think I saw that hashtag cyberbullying I was actually following Snooki on Instagram. I know that's ridiculous, but.
Oh my God, no. I follow all the Kardashians.
Well, see, there you go. Most of the people I follow on Instagram are paleo, but every once in a while there's somebody else that slips in there.
I unfollowed Kylie. I couldn't take her anymore. But the other ones are okay.
Yeah, I often unfollow people if I see too much or too little of the things that I enjoy. I'm like, oh, I'm going to unfollow you, but they don't even know. So it's like,
no, right. When they have 8 million followers, they don't really care when you unfollow them. I think, you know, I know we mentioned Christina at the beginning of the show, but I want to mention her again, because all the stuff, KB, that you're so good at, like the cooking advice and the cooking tips, that's really where Christina comes in, because she's an amazing chef and She really handles the Facebook page. I'll answer any questions that don't have to do with cooking. I mean, I'm pretty clear with her. I'm like, if it's about the book or about a giveaway or has nothing to do with cooking, I'm happy to answer. But Christina really handles that part of it. And the type of stuff, if people are like, well, then what do you do? You know, if you leave a blog comment, if I can answer, I will. If you email the contact form on the site, I get those emails. I feel like I do other stuff. The giveaways on the page, I handle those. So if people are, keep saying, you know, you were kind of touching upon the types of emails you answer and stuff. So I'm kind of all over the place, just helping with a lot of different things that have nothing to do with cooking. That's my disclaimer.
I wish that I had like half of your organizational skills. I feel like that's where I'm less, I'm not as good at, but it's a learning process. And like I said, it's been really wonderful to be challenged by a job, because I just felt like I was in a place in restaurants where I wasn't challenged anymore.
Right.
This challenging thing was to not, you know, hate that I couldn't eat everything. And so, so I think that it's great that I work for a job that challenges me on an intellectual level every day. And there are things that I learn new every day. And I'm also able to help people every day, which is really awesome.
I think, yeah, you touched on that before. You said when you worked in the kitchen, it was like you're kind of in, as they say, back of the house. You know, my husband used to work in the back of the house and I worked in the front of the house. You don't really see the people. Whereas now, even though you're literally, you're not seeing them with your eyes, but I'm sure you get, like, you answer a question and someone replies to you and like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, people are just, you know, Stacy and Matt and Sarah, they're just affecting, like, I don't know, hundreds, millions, lots, let's just say lots of people all over the world. Like, the reach of their blogs is literally international. And it's so good to be part of that. I mean, it feels great.
It is.
So, yeah. But that was all the questions that I had. I really don't have any quote dirt unquote to share on working with Sarah. I will say that she is extremely organized and extremely type A, in a good way. I am too.
She's A and she's organized, and in some ways I'm not. And so it's a challenge to keep up with her. I aspire to have as much energy as she has. The one thing that's really funny, that the kind of dirt that I have on her, is that she always talks in incomplete sentences when she messages me or emails me. And so sometimes it's a little interesting to figure out what she's trying to ask me to do, especially because she will send me an email or a text at midnight, but I turn off my phone because I like to go to sleep. And so I get it in the morning. And so I'm looking at it, you know, and I've just woken up and she's written it just before she's gone to sleep. And so sometimes it will take me a half an hour to decipher what this half sentence request is. And she also likes to refer to people by their first name only. And so, I remember there was something she was saying about George, and I was trying my best to figure out who she was talking about. And then a little while later I realized, oh, she must be talking about George Bryant from Civilized Caveman.
Right. Right.
And, so I think that's funny, is that when she did her post about, time management, I felt like she should have included, only talk in incomplete sentences. Get more.
That works for her.
Yes.
So what do you do? So then do you like reply 8 hours later and say, what does this mean?
Sometimes. I think that because I have worked in kitchens with chefs for so long, I'm used to not asking questions because chefs don't like you to ask questions.
Oh. And
they almost instill this fear in you not to ask them anything. And so, and just to figure it out on your own, which is a good thing to do, is to try to figure it out on your own before you ask questions. And so usually I really try, and then sometimes I'll ask Courtney, who's one of the other staff people on Paleo Parents Team. I'll ask her if she has any idea what she's talking about. And then if not, I just text her back and I'm like, you're going to have to give me some more on that because I don't know what you want me to do. But she's always willing to give you more clarification. Sometimes I just have to spell it out. Like, I really don't know what you're getting at here.
that's funny. So. You know, Sarah's pretty clear with what she wants. It's just that I worry that I can't deliver sometimes, but, no, she knows what she wants, and I can appreciate that. And I just try my best to kind of support the Paleo Mom train as it moves along at breakneck speed.
Sarah and Stacy are very similar in that way. but I do well with that kind of direction. So I like it. Well, it was really nice to meet you, Tamar, via the internet.
I want to visit Virginia and learn to braise meat.
Well, and I used to come down to Atlanta a lot, and because I still have lots of friends that live there, and lots of places that I love to go in Atlanta. So, but it's been a while since I've been to Atlanta. But I always keep thinking, well, if I go down to Atlanta, now I have other people that are paleo that I can go visit. So.
I was going to say, now that Sarah has been to Stacy's, it'll be twice by the time this airs. Maybe you and Stacy need to make a little trip down here. I think it's time.
So, and there's so many more paleo restaurants now in Atlanta than there used to be. So I'm kind of excited about that too.
We can just make Sarah cook for all of us. But I want to thank everybody for their questions and thank everybody for listening. And I enjoyed meeting you, Katie. And I know I can speak for Katie and I both, saying we just love being a part of this paleo world, and thank everybody for supporting paleo parents and the paleo mom.
Me too. Y'all have a great week.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
I never should have taught you how to start Skype calls.
And you're right. I should never learn anything new.
I did have a computer in my room for high school that connected via the internets on a modem. And I went through AOL to do it, and the modem made this really loud noise. So when I snuck onto the internet after I was supposed to have gone to sleep, I actually had to physically cover it with a pillow.